Welcome to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. In this episode, we interview Shreya and Isha Venkat, the founders of Nest for Us. Their mission is to provide volunteer and leadership opportunities within their community. Their goal is to empower the next generation of compassionate youth by integrating kindness, generosity, and social good into their routine. Oh, I forgot to mention, they started this organization when they were 13 and 10.
Unbelievable. Shreya and Isha completely blew our minds with the impact that they're making at such a young age. We talk about what inspired them to start a nonprofit and also how they've been able to scale to where they are today. We also learn about some of their challenges and successes through their journey. Shreya and Isha have a passion for helping people, and we really enjoyed our conversation. So without further ado, this is our interview with Shreya and Isha Venkat, the founders of Nest for Us.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. Can you share with our listeners what is Nest for Us and what needs do you guys serve?
So I'm Shreya Venkat. And I'm Isha Venkat. And we are the founders of Nest for Us, a 501c3 nonprofit with a mission to provide volunteer solutions to the community in order to make the world better through kindness. We serve the homeless community, low-income families, and underprivileged kids through our five core programs: Nest Nurtures, Nest Tutors, Nest Cares, Nest Buddies, and Nest Inspires, and have expanded our reach nationally and globally.
Y'all are awesome. I'm just going to say that. For those that don't know, they are in high school, and they started their own nonprofit. It is amazing what you guys are doing. We follow you guys on social media and LinkedIn, and y'all are doing a fantastic job. I'm curious, what was the inspiration to start Nest for Us, and also, what does Nest for Us mean?
So Nest for Us stands for Newer Environment Starts Today, and we really want to create a newer, kinder environment where everyone, regardless of their background or age, can passionately serve the community in a way that interests them. So our volunteer team acts as a family, or nest, for those without one. So initially, we noticed three main issues in our community that we really wanted to tackle. So food insecurity, the lack of volunteering with a passion, and diversity and inclusion. So when we started volunteering, we noticed so many homeless people who didn't have access to food. And we also noticed that so much food goes to waste daily in our community. So homeless people and food waste. We put two and two together and decided that our organization should focus on reducing food waste and feeding the hungry. Also, we noticed that most people do community service solely for hours or other incentives, which we believe defeats the purpose of volunteering in the first place. So that's why we decided to provide a variety of programs that allow people of all ages to give back by doing something that interests them. So through social media platforms, we serve as advocates for positive change in the community and promote diversity and inclusion by welcoming people of all backgrounds to our volunteer family.
I know you guys are listening to this podcast right now and you think these are professionals, but again, these are kids making the biggest impact in their community right now, and which is awesome. And earlier you mentioned you had five different programs. Can you guys give us a brief summary of what those programs are and what you guys are doing?
Sure. So our first program is Nest Nurtures. It's our food redistribution program with the mission to stop food waste and feed the hungry. And our main goal with this program is to increase awareness and action around food waste reduction, and ultimately rescue and redistribute safe, edible food to those in need. So through Nest Nurtures, we've served over 35,000 meals to homeless people and low-income families at over 36 shelters and food banks in the Washington metro area. We also have corporate partnerships with corporate businesses like Starbucks and Panera Bread, through which we collect their unsold bread products and distribute them to various homeless shelters and food banks. So till date, we've rescued over 50,000 pounds of food from these corporate businesses, as well as school cafeterias and our community. And our next program is Nest Tutors, which is a free virtual tutoring program for kids in preschool through high school. And this program has a goal to teach kids to love learning. So what we do is basically match up students with a high school or college tutor and teach them a variety of subjects in a personalized way. Through this program, we've impacted kids in over 32 schools, and we have about 250 high school and college mentors helping us with this program. We've also donated over 10,000 books to underprivileged kids worldwide. Amazing. By forging global partnerships with organizations in Zambia, India, and Vietnam, we're helping underprivileged students achieve academic success while contributing to the UN global goals. Interested in doing more, we formed Nest Cares, which is our care package program. Through this program, we've donated hundreds of school supply kits to at-risk kids, assembled over 20,000 blessing bags, and created over 10,000 notes of encouragement. In addition, we provide birthdays in a box to underprivileged children through our Nest Buddies program, because we believe every child deserves to celebrate on their special day. This year, we actually launched our newest program, Nest Inspires, which is our leadership program, and its mission is to network, empower, succeed, and transform. The key attributes of this program are interactive workshops, keynote presentations from community leaders, and the most important one, the opportunity to make new friends and connections. And so through all our programs, our main goal is to spread kindness and happiness to all those we serve and inspire others to continue giving back with a passion.
I absolutely love that. I mean, Krista and I are looking at each other just smiling, and we're mind blown. And how did you get into volunteering? Did you guys start doing it with your family? Did you have friends start doing it? How did that happen?
When we were little, our parents have always been volunteering ever since they were little. And so as we grew up, we were always exposed to different volunteer opportunities and just a service mindset all together in our family. And so just as we kept volunteering at a young age, it sticks in you. Whatever you learn when you're younger, it sticks with you as you grow older. And so we really have our parents to thank for inspiring us to give back to the community and really showing us how much of an impact we can make on people's lives. Yeah, so when we were little, they used to take us to, like, library events, community events, you know, tutoring all over the place, senior homes, things like that. And they really made us who we are today. Yeah. And it's all thanks to them, their support. They continue supporting us. And we're just so grateful.
Shout out mom and dad. This
Seriously.
Podcast is going to be dedicated to you. Okay?
Shout out to mom and dad for sure. So, you know, you guys are currently in school. And what is the long-term vision of the organization?
So I'm a freshman at Georgetown University, and I'm a sophomore at Broadrun High School. And our long-term vision is to spark global change by nourishing the community, inspiring the youth, and touching lives worldwide. We also want to empower the next generation of compassionate youth to integrate kindness, generosity, and social good into their daily routines.
You know, both of you guys are students, right? So the main thing is people get into sports, people get into other activities, but you're running an entire a business in a way. You know, it's a nonprofit. There's a lot of things that go into it, a lot of work. So how do you balance being a student and also running a nonprofit? Does it those two things ever collide, you know, where it gets difficult or easier in different circumstances?
So, I mean, as students, we have to find a healthy balance between, you know, academics and extracurriculars and also make time to volunteer, right? So at school, we're actually both board members of a lot of clubs like National Honor Society, Key Club, Math Honor Society, and Medical Club. And we're also part of our high school soccer team. And we're both academic honor roll students who take many AP classes every year. And outside of school, we are both travel soccer players, Kazakh dancers, karate black belts, certified soccer referees, and assistant martial arts instructors. And I also do hip hop.
Nice.
But however, community service has strengthened our time management and organizational skills and definitely has taught us how to prioritize so, you know, we can pour equal amounts of energy into everything we do. Yeah, we really want the youth to look at the world in a different way, a world where they're not the center. So community service really provides a great pathway for this. But many kids claim that they don't have enough time to volunteer. However, we believe that you don't need to have the time. You should make the time to help others. Nothing is impossible. You just need to have the passion and heart to give back. We strongly believe that even if you have nothing else to give to someone, your kindness will mean the world to them. And this is the example I usually use when I'm talking about time, because we've gotten that a lot. A lot of people have asked us, oh my God, you do so much. How do you have the time for it? And
yeah.
So what we like to use as a comparison is you can make time to hang out with your friends or go watch a movie. And if you make time in your schedule for that, then there's always a way to make time to give back to someone. And it really only takes 30 seconds of kindness to make a difference in someone's life. And so that's something we really stress to our volunteers and basically to everyone we meet.
I agree. 100%. just low-key threw in black belt in karate. I'm convinced y'all are superheroes, all right? I'm convinced. Aww. Changed my mind. So can you share a success story that sticks out in your mind just through all the different programs that you guys have?
Sure. So over the years, we've definitely had a lot of success stories, which is amazing. But our most important one has definitely been the growth of our volunteer family. So in just 4 years, Nespresso has grown from a small project to an impactful organization with over 1,000 volunteers, ranging from ages 4 to 70. I mean, we still remember when we won our first Loudoun Cares Volunteer Team Award. At the time, our team was made up of just 50 to 55 volunteers. And we never would have thought that 3 years later we'd win the same Loudoun Cares Team Award, but this time with over 1,000 volunteers, which was honestly surreal. Yeah, and we feel that one of the main reasons why we're able to grow our organization and our team of volunteers is because at Nest for Us, we don't require our volunteers to complete a set amount of hours or to participate in a certain amount of community service projects. So this inspires them to give back passionately rather than for hours or some other incentive. So our volunteers have the ability to choose what they can do with our organization, depending on what they're passionate about helping. Maybe a volunteer wants to send a note of encouragement, or feed the homeless, or maybe create a care package or tutor a kid. Whatever it is, there's something for everyone. And this has led to a lot of diversity within our organization, as we have people from all different backgrounds and ages coming together, all with different interests and passions, but with one same goal in mind, to help others, which is the most important thing after all.
I can really connect with that. Whenever we started building Connect Kindness, we wanted to feature nonprofits that were in a wide range of variety, because mm-hmm. we felt that, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people in this world, they want to help, but they don't know where to start. But it's also about what pulls on their heartstrings. Where can they connect? Where do they feel like they're making the biggest impact? And so by having the diversity that you guys have within your organization, that's the same thing that we're trying to do too. And that's why we align so well, you know, and I'm excited mm-hmm. to do this podcast with you guys. So great job on that. What would you say is maybe the biggest challenge that you guys are facing right now for Nest for Us?
Yeah, so in the beginning, we started to witness discrimination based on age, as many organizations really doubted the ability of youth to make a true difference in the community. After all, we were only 13 and 10 years old. How can we make an impact? However, as organizations and schools began seeing the impacts we made through our different programs, they started reaching out to Nest for Us for volunteers instead of the other way around. So through collaboration and partnerships with other nonprofits, we're consistently finding new and innovative ways to serve those in need.
That's fantastic. If there was one piece of advice that you could give to anyone listening, it could be about life, it could be about starting or running a nonprofit, what would that be?
Through Nest for Us, we definitely emphasize the importance of spreading kindness and positivity always. So instead of doing something nice for someone every once in a while, we believe that kindness should be a lifestyle instead of just a one-time action. You know, there are so many acts of kindness people can do every single day that can make a difference, regardless of how big or small the action is. And the best part about kindness is its ripple effect. Once you consistently spread kindness and generosity, others will follow your example, and eventually the ripple of kindness will spread across your community and eventually to the entire world. And it only takes 30 seconds to change someone's day or even life for the better. And that has proved true time and time again in every volunteer event we've done, because we really are delighted to see the effects that we have on the people we serve, the happy, grateful faces that really motivates us to continue serving others and continue giving back.
I'm going to go buy someone's meal the next time I go through a drive-thru now. You guys are like, man, yay. I need to do more. So,
but I mean, seriously, like there's so much negativity right now just yeah. out in the media, and just to have the two of you just doing what you're doing and spreading kindness and positivity. I mean, it is
what the world
awesome.
Needs.
It yeah. is amazing.
It's exactly what
we
the
know
world
it's
needs.
Very important now with all the negativity going around, especially now, to really project kindness and compassion, mainly on social media, but of course always, but if we see it a lot on social media, so we really want to project positivity. And we do this through we have a power of positivity campaign on our social media, where each day kind of signifies a certain title. So for example, a certain hashtag, sorry, that's the word. And so for example, Monday would be Monday motivation. So we would put like a quote that would really motivate someone. And then Fridays, Fight Hunger Friday. So that we show ways that people can reduce food waste and things like that.
And talking about your social media, let our listeners know, what's your guys' handle? How can they get in touch with you guys, even to volunteer also?
To be a part of our volunteer family, listeners can go and visit our website at www.nestforus.org and follow us on our social media, which is Instagram at Join Nest, Twitter at Join Nest 4, and Facebook Nest for Us, as well as our YouTube, which is Nest for Us. To get involved, anyone can sign up to be an online tutor from around the world and create notes of encouragement right from the safety of your own home. However, the easiest way to get involved is simply by spreading kindness and positivity wherever you are. There's a way for anyone, regardless of age or background, to get involved in our community and join our volunteer family. Go Team Nest!
It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you guys today. We just thank you for taking the time, and thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, and just y'all are making a huge impact.
Keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't let anything get in your way. You guys are doing an amazing job, and I'm sure a lot of kids are looking up to you as mentors and as people that are inspiring them. And, you know, you are the next generation. You're the generation that's going to run this world. And, you know, as starting as young leaders now, I could only imagine what your future is going to hold. So keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity. We loved being here.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.